And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one I'm talking about it, y'all. It's Alabama. I mean to say this show goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. All right, going to another section. We just did the whole thing there about off the grid. And by the way, breaking news that Elon Musk just reached $400 billion in personal net worth. Gosh.
I think your comparison to Tony Stark's pretty spot on.
He's Tony Stark.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sidetracked.
He's probably got an Iron Man suit in his basement somewhere.
If he doesn't, he's going to have one soon. and I want one. All right, so listen, this is that time of the week we go to this segment, this gathering with folks that really add a whole lot of flavor to who we are and what we do here at Right Side Media. And we like to call this section Butters and Lee, and I'll just go ahead and call the roll real quick. Calling in from Huntsville, Lee from Huntsville, are you there?
I'm here.
You're here. That's good. We're glad. And sitting right here in studio, so I don't have to call the roll. I just look at him and go, hey, Butters, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great once you unmute my mic. I'll have words with your producer
later.
That
was not a passive-aggressive thing on my part, not at all. All right, I pronounce it. It's time for Butters and Lee. All right, here's the deal. So for the benefit of our audience who may or may not know, this is what we do. We spend the first round me asking them questions and getting their thoughts on some things that are in the news. And then we come back from the break and they flip the script on me and they ask me questions. I don't even know what's coming. So we're just going to see how it goes. All right, here's my first question. Oh my gosh, there's a story in 1819 News. It's unbelievable. Y'all may have seen it. We got another library controversy right now in Fairhope and Spanish Fort. Sexually explicit books being put on the shelf in the teenage section. What's it going to take for librarians to realize the general public is sick of this? And I guess my follow-up question is the general public really sick of this? Lee, you first.
The general public as a whole is sick of it, yes. I would like to point out that Fairhope is decidedly more liberal than most of Alabama artsy place. Spanish Fort, not I don't think as much, but so there is that aspect of it. But as a whole, I don't really care if they are. I don't care if an entire community says we think we should show porn on a loop on the wall of the library while it's open. Doesn't mean you should do it as a city. And it doesn't mean that you should have basic common decency standards as a city, which you should. Otherwise, what if the city agrees that kids should be able to drink it at 16 or buy cigarettes at 14? Just because people might say, yeah, that's cool, doesn't mean it's okay. There are decisions you have to make as a government entity and like the library board. So the library board has come up with these standards, and if those cities don't meet them, they will lose their funding, full stop. Right. And if they can afford to lose their funding and fire librarians, Then I guess that's going to be the end result. Madison County decided to, you know, kind of back away from that, seeing the implications of losing $500,000, and agreed to abide by the standards.
So is that where we are? I mean, is that what it's going to take to get librarians? And by the way, there's a lot of good librarians out there, a lot of sweet, you know, folks that run libraries. I get it. But there are some knuckleheads who get into it with an activist mentality. Are we looking at just having to fire people? Is that where we are?
I mean, I'm not saying we as the public would be doing it. They would lose money, and they would probably end up having to reduce force because they're going to lose funding. Yeah. You know, Limestone County has lost funding, and they're having issues there. So, yeah, there's going to be problems.
All right, Butterman, you're the dad of some teenage girls. Well, actually, they're a little older now, but what do you think? I mean, what's it going to take?
I think it's going to take more folks like Lee and Emily Jones getting involved with things like Moms for Liberty and you know, local action. I think this is a symptom of a lot of other stuff that's gone on, that's developed in our, you know, what's the curriculum in our schools. And, you know, bottom line, it's going to take people getting involved, like actually running for school boards and library boards and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. You know, I've said it a bajillion times on your show. The local is what's going to affect our day to day. I think this in particular is I'd say a generational, you know, conditioning of what's deemed appropriate and, you know, is it okay to say this isn't okay? You know, I think we've got a long time of our society saying, well, you know, I don't want to really tell you it's not okay. Yeah. You know,
not that there's anything wrong with that.
Right. You know, and that's just, you know, so I think, and yes, I think the vast majority, as would, you know, you could tell from the election, I think the vast majority of the people, at least in America, are kind of done.
Yeah, kind of baked on all this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I think that, and so you guys nailed it. I think it's going to take community involvement. I think it's going to take people getting individually involved. And I think it's going to take some teeth in this, like Lee said, the follow through on the loss of funding, or for that matter, the loss of jobs, because people can't seem to get a grip on the fact that these are kids. And you sexualizing children without parental consent is just not okay. And, you know, and I look at it too, and I'm going to ask Erica Thomas when she comes on the show later, like, how did this book even get there? How does somebody take a sexually graphic book and look at it? And where did they go buy it? Was it donated? And then they put it in the system and marked it for the kids section so they knew it was there. Who did this and why?
I can tell you how.
How?
Well, so the publishers push these books out to the librarians, and there's a lot of the younger librarians that are curating sections that are much more liberal. I mean, like, to the moon. And the publishers push these books out. They've proliferated a lot in the last, like, 5 to 7, 8 years. Because if you think about it, before, like, 8 or 10 years ago, you didn't see a lot of this at all.
No.
This has been relatively recent.
Yep.
And they push them out, and the publishers will list a lower age on there than is absolutely lower than should be appropriate, and that's to sell more books and to push agendas. The librarians bring them in. They put them in the sections recommended by the publisher.
Go ahead.
I'll remind you that up to a few years ago, we could tell what a man and a woman was. So, you know.
Right. And so could all our Supreme Court justices.
Right. It was
It was a novel thing. All right, we better move on before I run out of time on that one. But I just there's so much more to this story, and I get what you're saying. The publishers do push it out, and the publishers might recommend, but somebody still had to in process that book at the library and put it in the system and then actually set it on the shelf, thinking, huh, this is a good thing. And it takes no more than a flip of a few pages to go, wow, this book is out there. All right, next question. And I happen to know that I'm sitting in studio with a guy who has an unmanned aerial systems license. So drones over U.S. sites, like, all over the place. They're causing massive concern, and I'm not going to mitigate it. It's kind of weird. Allegations are being made they're being piloted by a foreign entity. The DOD denies that, but the DOD also says they don't know what they are, so how can they deny it? I don't know. But no one seems to have any answers, and Congress is starting to get involved. Bottom line is this. Drones flying over sensitive sites, municipalities, anywhere for that matter, what do you think? And should we trust the Biden administration to even do something about it at all? You first this time, Butterman.
Well, so I will start out with...
with your UAS license.
I will start out with drawing the comparison to the assassination attempts and the incompetence that we've seen out of federal entities like the Secret Service. I don't want to, speak poorer of a lot of guys that are trying to do good stuff, but the incompetence of defending our airspace and how all this works, I'm honestly not surprised that it's kind of got everybody in a tailspin. I'm not sure. I mean, none of the information that's out there is going to be really reliable to deal with, based on my experience having, done carrier strike group staff, where we're monitoring the airspace around a carrier. I never really got into the airspace defense of North America. Yes, I've flown around the U.S. quite a bit, it's a very odd thing. I'm not sure whether to go down more of the what the heck are you incompetent people doing, or okay, somebody's keeping something close to the vest for some reason.
Yeah,
good or bad. And I definitely, there's solid arguments to, well, we're not going to tell the general public what all we know because we don't want whoever to know.
So in your opinion, before I go to Lee, in your opinion, having, you know, you've already gone through the testing, you got your UAS license, all that kind of stuff. You've seen some of the stuff, and you're a Navy pilot. So is there, I mean, some of these drones are allegedly the size of an SUV. Doesn't that strike you as not being a hobbyist?
That definitely, that is definitely okay. Odd, but we are definitely in, you know, a lot of stuff is progressing very quickly in that world. So, you know, it's not shocking to hear that there's some pretty sophisticated systems that are out there.
Okay, Lee, weigh in here. Drones over U.S. installations, some of which are sensitive, like Picatinny Arsenal up in New Jersey is a sensitive site. What are your thoughts?
I think it's disturbing. I think it's very disturbing that nobody seems to know, or, well, they don't want to tell us. I have full faith they know, but they don't want to tell us. And these, some of these, they saw a swarm coming from offshore onto shore in New Jersey. Like, where are these coming from?
Yeah.
And I think that not telling us anything is going to lead to a lot more issues than just telling us, honestly, U.S. government. You know, just stop trying to keep people in the dark. That's dumb. Surely they've at least rounded up a few of these already. And it kind of reminds me of that balloon that floated across the United States, you know, from China, you know, and everybody's like, wonder what's going on. And then finally they're like, go ahead and take it down. Now that it got past the whole entire United States into the ocean. And I look at this and I think, okay, well, Joe Biden's about to leave office. And maybe some of these foreign powers that wink, wink, nod, nod, you know, might have some deals going. Recognize that they don't have much longer to collect information on it.
Well, and I would hope that's, first of all, I hope that's not the case, but I would also hope that they recognize they're not going to have much time left to do something. But the whole thing just smacks of, like, for instance, JP and I were talking off air earlier, and the point was made in the conversation that either A, they know what's happening and they won't say, which is bad, or B, they don't know anything about what's happening, which is also bad. There's nothing good about the situation. We got drones flying over people's communities and sensitive sites. It's just whacked.
So weren't you just talking about the vulnerability of the grid?
Yeah.
You know, that seems like some really obvious answers, right? The obvious things that people have been talking about for a long time. I will say in the drone world, there's a lot of issues with, oh, this new technology and what are we doing? Well, maybe we've just gotten to a point where now we're seeing what's happening when we don't actually have a clear, concise plan on how to deal with this stuff. So.
Yeah, and these drones can be flown from the far side of the world. They don't have to have a launch pad somewhere, but they can be flown from the far side of the world if you got the satellite capability. Listen, I think this bears a lot, and I've got a whole dipper on this today, and I'm wondering if I'm going to get to it, but nonetheless, we're taking a break right now, though. That's round one of Butters and Lee talking about topics that are near and dear to our heart, but then we're going to come right back, and they flip the script and ask me questions, and I just wait with bated breath to see what we got. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, making common sense like a superpower. And, oh, by the way, we're in Butters and Lee, round number two. This is where they ask me questions, and I'll go ladies first. Lee, what question do you have for moi?
Okay, so I've been watching the situation in Syria, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Went to Russia. Things are changing there. They're rebuilding the government, essentially, new leadership. And there's a lot of Syrians all over the world that are celebrating, of course. And in some of the countries, especially Germany, who has the most Syrians, I think, outside of Turkey, are saying, well, how about y'all go back now? So my question is, what do you think the legality and the morality is of telling these people, okay, you came here, we took care of you because of this situation, but now we think you should go back because you're a drain on our economy.
Well, I mean, so yes, you asking me ethically, morally, or legally? Because legally, it's going to depend upon the law of the nation in which they sit as to whether they're going to deport or just, you know, incentivize to go home. Morally, ethically, yeah. If you were escaping for reasons that no longer exist, then maybe it's time to go back. And then the other piece of this is, what do they take back with them? And where do they go when they get there? Because is what they left behind gone, or is it still there? I don't know. I mean, it's a huge question, but I tell you what, though, we have to watch Syria because Israel did the entire world a favor in the last 48 hours. Israel went in and basically destroyed a huge level of military capacity that the Syrian government, that the fallen government, left behind. But here's the other thing, and I was listening to some commentary earlier this morning about this. You know, Syria is a nation that has used gas or chemical weapons on its own people. So they have chemical weapons stockpiles. It's considered part of the WND environment. If they have chemical weapons stockpiles that still exist, and now the government that used to protect those stockpiles is gone, who's got them? And who's going to ensure that they don't fall into the wrong hands and get sold on the open market to other, you know, bad actors? So the whole thing
Which
is a mess.
Which definitely happened, considering the situation there
The
different parties that are kind of vying for control.
Absolutely. Absolutely it is. So, to answer your question about sending people back, I don't know that I can answer that fully. I think some will go back because they want to see what life's going to be like back in their home country. But I'm telling you right now, though, don't take your eyes off Syria, and let's hope we don't get sucked into something bigger than we ever want to be a part of. All right, run out of time. Before I do that, let me go to Butterman. What question do you have for me?
So a guy that's a valedictorian goes to an Ivy League school.
Oh, geez.
Gets a 3D printed firearm and a 3D printed suppressor or silencer. He gets a fake ID to cover his tracks, and then just is chilling at McDonald's with all the paraphernalia on him.
Yeah. Still in his backpack with a manifesto.
Are we really supposed to buy this?
Are you going conspiracy theory on me here?
I'm really struggling. I guess maybe talk me out of it. Talk me out of it. That this is like bizarro land, which says a lot in 2024.
If he died in the mountains like Eric Rudolph, or if he died like the Unabomber, and we never really knew, I'd be curious, but I think right now, at the very least, they did get him having a meltdown and yelling his thoughts to the crowd when the perp walk was taking place. They were walking him into the jail.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. It just all didn't add up. It's just really, really weird.
They have like an orgy of evidence on him, literally. Like, you never find that. The gun, a manifesto, like a guilt note. I mean, for God's sake, it's all crazy.
It is crazy. And right now it's what we got. But listen, the thing that bothers me as much as anything, though, is watching members of the progressive left make him into some kind of, Bonnie and Clyde folk hero. It's just gross. But yeah,
I mean, 3D printed, like, it just doesn't add up. You know, there's too much. Like, why are you doing some things right and some things so egregiously wrong?
He's right up there with the guy that shot Trump. Like, how did that happen? How did the kid with no attachments to anything climb a ladder in front of police and get on the roof in full visual sight of the president? And
you're not suggesting there's a conspiracy there, are you?
I'm sorry. Did I go there? All right, listen, that's it. That was fast. All right, Butters and Lee, love you both. Thank you much. We'll be right back with Erica Thomas from 1819 News talking about, oh my gosh, the book they found in the public library in Fairhope. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.